Welcome to the Figure Fit Lifestyle Coaching Podcast. I'm your host, Liz Nierswicki, international best-selling author of the book Happy, Healthy, Fit, founder and owner of Solace Yoga Studio, Solace Yoga School, and Figure Fit, the worldwide online personal training program. I'm a single mom, Paleo Fit Score female champion for 2014. I am a self and soul love expert, entrepreneur at heart, a visionary and a futurist. I'm also a mentor. I am so grateful that you are here. Each week, I'll bring you a special guest or an inspirational tip that will help you break old patterns, find that inner motivation that will help you take action towards creating the life of your dreams. You didn't come here to play small and watch others live amazing lives. No, you are divine, my godly friend. The universe wants to shower you with an amazing life filled with happiness and soulful connections. Are you ready? Let's go.
Welcome to the Figure Fit Podcast, where we discuss fitness, paleo nutrition, yoga, meditation, spirituality, and other ways to have a happy, peaceful, and abundant life. And here's your host, Liz Nierswicki.
Hi guys, happy, what is it? What day is it? I'm in Miami. It's Sunday. Yes, it's Sunday. Yes, that's why I'm doing this. Hi Scott, how are you? I am gonna wait for you guys to join. Hi Josh, hi Shannon. How are you guys? I wanted to come on here tonight. I'm doing every Monday morning on my podcast. I have a Inspiration Monday. And this is to get you started and get you going in your week. And it is my intention to help you live an inspired life. So, hi Daniel, how are you? Hi Josh, how are you? My people. Yeah, I'm dressed up, I'm in Miami, I'm getting ready to go to dinner. Got my, here, let me show you what I look like. This is why we work out, guys, so we can have a fantastic body and love the body you live in and go rock it. That's why we do what we do here at Figure Fit. All right, guys, so my inspirational message for you this week, I've been doing a 12-week series, and it is on really focusing on one message for an entire week. Every single day, reminding yourself of this message and living with intention throughout your day to really implement this tool in your life. So if you're new to this whole journey with me, go back into my podcast and listen to the previous 6 weeks. This is week number 6, and this is going to be a really great week because it's going to allow you to really just move forward in your life. And the intention with this post today is to forget, here it is, you guys, I put it in the title, it's to forget the mistakes of the past and to press on to the greater achievements of the future. To forget the mistakes of the past and to press on to the greater achievements of the future. So I want to break this down into a couple different ways. To literally just forget your shit, just forget it. You don't need to harp on it. You don't need to figure out why. You don't need to ask why it happened. It will all make sense to you when it's supposed to make sense to you. But what you need to do is you need to align with happiness. You need to align with joy. You need to align with the things that are of the now moment and gratitude and peacefulness and love and joy so that you can forget that. Live in the present moment and really set your trajectory to where you're going, because that's the most important part. The past is done. You don't need to beat the drum of the past. You need to focus on living really fully in the present moment and then moving yourself forward into the future. So be knowing, you guys all know, that it is all about your mindset and it is all about creating a future that you want. So our mission is to literally just forget the mistakes of the past. And here's one tool that I really like to do. And the Bible talks about the pruning shears of revision. The pruning shears of revision are about you going into an experience that wasn't good for you and literally seeing it happen a different way. Like completely, literally seeing this thing happen how you would have preferred this situation to happen. Now, this is a way for you to really look at some things. Maybe, for example, let's just take today. Let's just take your day. Let's say that there's something that happened to you today that you didn't like, and it wasn't in your best interest. It wasn't in the interest of the people around you. And what you can do is go and sit into a 5-minute meditation, a 5-minute visualization, and you can look at this and you can say, this is how I wish it would have gone instead. And then, so think it, but then get into the feeling of feeling how it would feel if it would have happened differently for you. This is a absolute biblical principle on how to really become a conscious creator in the world and to create the life that you want. So this is your ability to tune in to that higher self and to see a new future for your outcome. It will happen for you. Just put this to the test. Go into a visualization and see things differently. Just put this to the test. For everything that is not 1,000% how you want it to be, go into a visualization and see it how you want it to be. And just put this to a test. And then let me know. Facebook, give me a message. Send me an email, anything, whatever. But I want you guys to try this, because I'm going to tell you, when you start consciously creating the life the way you want it to see it, the way you want it to be, life has a way. The universe, God, source, whatever you want to call it, has a way of literally shuttling in all of these components to help you. And it is you, it is me, it is us who actually go into the past and hold ourselves stuck. Okay, so I'm going to move on from the forget to from the pruning shears of revision. And I want you then now to press on, see yourself how you want to be. There's a vision that you have for your life, and it is everything, right? And sometimes that vision for your life, you get what you want, right? And so then you got to keep creating the next phase. What's next for you? What I realize is, for me, my life, I've been doing this work, and my life is literally gifting me everything that I am visualizing. Every single thing that I'm visualizing, I'm getting. So I will write down things on like a piece of paper. I go through these like one per month. And I'm not joking. And I write down and I stick it on my mirror in my bathroom. And it's like, I am this. I have this. I do this to have this, to be that. So what I want you guys to do is really start to see yourself how you want to be, what you want in your life, and the impact you want to have in this world, and start to really embody the feeling of what it would be like, what it would feel like. What do you have to do to get yourself there? And this is the work that we do. This is how the universe, God, source, whatever you want to call it, will literally, you'll wake up your inner Christ, your inner consciousness, your inner higher self. You will wake this person up, and it will start helping you, and the cooperative components of the world will start shuttling in, like I just said, to start gifting you everything you're seeing. Now, when your visualization matches the feeling within, that's when this stuff starts happening for you. So, like I was saying, it's really, I'm going to give you an example. So I do this visualization work. I've been doing it. And then recently I've just been saying these things like, okay, this is what I want for my life. This is what I have, and this is what I do to get it. And I repeat this, and I do this in the morning, and I get myself, because when we wake up, you know, we're really like stressed. Cortisol is the highest in the morning, and we're not usually really interested in being real happy and positive. You got to get yourself there. You guys, this is deliberate work to create the life that you want to have. I am not young. I am 39. I am so ready to live the most magnificent life. And the work that we do, you get what you think about. You literally will always get what you think about. And that's what I've learned here. And so what is so cool, and what I'm really excited to share with you guys, is that this work is so powerful. And when you start doing this work, you're going to start transforming your life. So I'm in Miami. I had the most incredible, spontaneous thing come about. And I was like, hell yeah, I'm doing that. And so it all just starts to work for you when you start seeing your life the way you want it to be. Now, here's what I found out yesterday. Because when I wake up in the middle of the night, my spirit is really loud and my spirit is really talking to me in those moments. And I have to sometimes decipher, is this spirit or is this ego? Is this, and I'm really good now because of all of the visualization and all of the meditation of really deciphering through what's my ego self and what's my higher self. You know, here it's easy. If you feel good, it's your higher self. If you're feeling bad, you're God energy and source energy is never feeling bad. God is only love. So we are only love. So when we're disconnected from love, we're not in our truth. Okay. So what I realized last night is I woke up at 4 a.m. and I was literally up for 2.5 hours just thinking. And it's so annoying when that happens. But I just laid there last night and I had this moment where I really started to understand that we are the ones that get in our own way. We are the ones that hold ourselves back. Because the thing is, can you keep up with life and how it's giving you so much moment by moment by moment? And when you really truly start to get focused on what you want and feel like, how would it feel to have what I want? How would it feel to have the relationship I want? How would it feel to have the money I want? How would it feel to never again, these are some really good examples and good takeaways for you guys, to never again, when I'm paying bills, to fear money. How would that feel? How would it feel for you to be in the relationship with that you want? How would it feel to be in a loving, trusting, beautiful, intimate relationship? How would that feel? How would it feel for you to be a leader and to inspire millions of people? How would it feel? So get into the feeling and stay there. Stay there, stay there, stay there. And then the universe will, God will start to bring these people, these experiences into your life to give you what you've been thinking that you want to feel. Now, the thing, the problem that we humans have is we get so attached to the how and the who and the when and the why, and you get attached. So you miss it when it comes because you're so attached to the person, the vehicle that you think it's going to come in. And okay, here's another Bible quote. I love this. The Bible says, I have ways you know not of. You just don't know the ways that these beautiful miracles are going to start happening in your life. So you have to just stay up into the flow. You have to stay happy. You have to stay aligned. That is my tagline. Live aligned. Do the work, you guys. Every single day, every single morning, wake up and do the work. Meditate first. It doesn't even have to be long. Just clear your mind. This is where people get tripped up. They're like, my mind will never get clear. Neither will mine. That's not the point. The point is get it a little bit more still. That's it. Okay? This is the key. There's no thoughtless meditation. None. Just get your mind a little bit more still, and then I want you to see. I want you to visualize what you want and start to see your life the way you want it to be. What's 3 years look like? What's 1 year look like down the road? And what do you have to do today to get you to that point? Okay? Then ask your higher self. Thank your higher self for giving you this beautiful life. Thank your higher self for guiding you and giving you the words that you need when you need them. Because you're always in the right place at the right time. You're just either knowing you are or you're not knowing. You're either conscious or you're not. And you're either really truly like going, hell yeah, I manifested all this. Or you're like, why is this happening to me? So get crystal clear on what you want and start focusing on that and just taking those daily actions to live aligned. So for me, it's meditation, it's visualization, and it's working out. All of those things for me are so powerful, and those are the things that help me to tune into my body, to tune into my higher self, so that I can hear, so that I'm clear, the channel's clear, I can hear from my higher self. Everybody has this, you guys. It's not just those people who are, you know, enlightened spiritual masters. Every single one of you are enlightened spiritual masters. You just don't know it. You just don't tap in enough to really get so connected and in the flow. But you all have this. So that's the mission this week, is to forget the past, to press on to the greater achievements of the future. So if I could give you anything, this is the best thing that I could ever give to you, is that know your power, know you're so divine and worthy of greatness, that you have the ability to create a beautiful life for yourself, and it starts with you. Nobody can do this for you. It starts with you. So that's all I have for you guys today. I'm going to go back and read some of your comments. Hi guys, so good to see you. Thank you for being here with me on a, what is it, Sunday night? I keep forgetting the day. It's because I'm having fun in Miami. All right, let's see. Daniel, hi. Where are you guys at right now? Post something below. Tell me where you're at. Hi Tony, how are you? Amy, hi Amy. Hi Randy, hi Carrie, hi Fred. Hi Tammy. Tammy, how's those workouts going? Okay guys, my last video was like, one time I was walking to the studio, one of my clients was walking up and I was like, hey, how you doing? And I said, oh, that should be our new salute. Like, hey, huh. So we say, hey, hey guys, huh. So if I see you in a restaurant, I'm gonna do that salute to you. I'm not even gonna be, I don't care. That's what I'm gonna do. If you're my Figure Fit client, if you're a warrior, I'll be like, what's up? It's what we came to build today. That's what we came here. Build this vehicle. Build this body. Hi, Norma. All right, guys. I'm going to get off because I got to go eat dinner. But thanks for being here with me, you guys. So much love to you. And have a great week. And let me know if this helped you. Let me know what you manifest. I want to hear from you. All right, guys. So much love to you. Bye.
Thank you guys so much for spending your time with me today on the Figure Fit Lifestyle Coaching Podcast. I am incredibly grateful that you stopped by. If you could take just 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it and who can use it, I would be so incredibly grateful and honored. And I know that your friends will thank you too. Also, if you feel so moved, we would be incredibly grateful if you could go into iTunes and leave us a rating and a review. Leave us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you love. Tell us what you need more of. It would really help us out on our journey to help thousands and thousands of people reconnect back to their soul, live a life of health and happiness, and to love the body that they are in. Until then, don't forget that you are so worth your own self-love, self-care, and investment in your body, your goals, and your life. Thank you so much for tuning in today, everybody. Have a great day.